Today I want to answer a question that came in from one of the viewers. So Cindy wanted to know, I am so bloated while fasting, like the waist is 2 inches out. Is that a mineral deficiency? So I thought I would take a minute, make a video to try to answer this question. So first of all, hello everyone and welcome to Mind Blowing Health and Wellness with Violet. I'm Violet, I'm a psychologist, and the reason that I make these videos is to help people to understand that their physical health and their mental health come together to create the overall feeling of well-being. These kind of questions I feel like are really good because something's happening and then you're trying to figure out like, how do I solve this in my life? And you know, I had to do some research to put all my ideas together because I had a few ideas, but then I was like, is that the only reason? There's the physiological feeling of bloating. So again, bloating is an interesting word because yeah, you're stuffed. And so that physiological feeling that you have when you've overeaten, that a lot of people that do intermittent fasting have, because when you resume eating, you tend to eat more because you haven't eaten in a very long period of time. I also feel that because we're only eating maybe in a short 8 hour window, 4 hour window, or even a 1 hour window, that we miss the sensation of eating, and so we tend to eat a bit more in that sitting. So we overeat sometimes until we get used to it. I think once you get used to it and you're doing it regularly, you stop overeating. But in that beginning especially, we tend to overeat. So that's that feeling of bloat that you can have just because you've overeaten. I don't think this is what Cindy's talking about because she says this while she's fasting. The other thing that happens is that we've eaten nothing, and then we will eat foods that maybe are problematic for us and we don't know. So gluten, lactose, as my situation would be. And so those foods, when we eat them and we have like no other food in our body, so in our digestive tract to buffer, so we end up eating, and then the lactose in my case is overwhelming and I end up being bloated. So it's because I haven't eaten, and then I end up eating something that I have a reaction to, that my body is bloated. Again, this is though I've eaten and then I experienced the bloating, so not quite what I feel like she's talking about. But I want to bring up those 2 points because psychologically it still feels like bloating to me, and it is going to affect me. I'm going to be uncomfortable during the feasting part of my fast situation, and so it's going to maybe diminish my willingness to do this if I don't know how to get it under control. When we're talking about the in-between time, so I finished eating and now I'm going into my hours that I'm not going to be eaten, if we're doing a fast that's lasting about 24 hours or 48 hours or more, some people decide to take vitamins and minerals to help their body to stay equal while they're doing their fast. And this situation can cause issues. Sometimes vitamins and minerals that we will take, so over-the-counter, over-the-counter things that you can purchase to supplement, they have gluten in them and sometimes they have sugars in them. In the case where they would have lactose, that would be a double whammy for me, because not only would I bloat because of my intolerance for lactose, but then I would also end up bloating because of the fact that there's a sugar there. Carbohydrates cause water retention. And so this is part of the issue that you're going to have, is that when you actually have a supplement of some kind to help your mineral intake to stay stable, you have to keep in mind that there's usually sugar in there, and that there's usually gluten in there, and that by itself can cause you to have a bloating reaction because you're holding on to water, and perhaps you might become gassy if you have an intolerance to lactose like I do. At the same time, I'm gonna also point out that this doesn't seem to be Cindy's situation, because she was saying, could it be a mineral deficiency, which makes me think she wasn't ingesting any kind of supplement. So let's try to figure out now the ones that could possibly be related to what Cindy was talking about. The first thing I'm going to say is one thing that can cause bloating is chugging water. So not just drinking it normally, but chugging it. Because when you chug water, you actually swallow air. And so when we have excess air in our stomach, of course, we are going to experience bloating. The solution to this would be to drink your water slowly, so sipping it, and this would help to diminish the possibility that you ingest extra air and therefore end up feeling bloated. Related to this is drinking a large amount of water can also help you to be bloated. And so what that is about is that when you drink a large amount of water, you end up engaging the diuretic effect of water. So if you drink too much, then it pushes you to go to the bathroom. And when you go to the bathroom, you're going to not just urinate out the water, you're going to lose some salt. And then your body is going to want to hold on to water that you have left. And so it's going to then hold water, and that's going to cause you to be bloated. So it's this kind of cycle that we go through where if we urinate too much, we end up having to hold on to water, which causes us to be bloated. And that would, of course, be problematic because when we are doing that, we end up drinking water regularly through our fast. So we're drinking a lot. Our body ends up holding a lot, although it's pushing out. So again, a bad cycle gets created where we're constantly, our body is holding water, but at the same time having to release water because we're drinking so much water. When we fast, the other thing that we tend to do, because we are really aware of our need for minerals, we do tend to drink salt water. So drinking salt water, although it's good because it helps us to maintain our potassium, sodium levels at the right, so the sodium potassium pump, which it is in every cell of our body, needs the right amount of sodium and potassium to work appropriately. This helps with production of energy and make sure that the water levels inside and outside of cells are correct. If we are lacking in sodium, of course we have issues with that. So we do drink salt water occasionally. If you feel like you're depleted of salt, it's good to drink salt water. At the same time, if you overindulge in salt, then your body can end up retaining water. And of course, then you'll feel bloated. Another substance that causes us to retain water is caffeine by the diuretic effect again. So what happens is we drink caffeine, then we go to the bathroom extra than we normally would. And then that causes us to retain water because your body holds onto the water because you're losing too much. So it's a balancing act that we're constantly trying to do. There's another element here with coffee, which is that if I drink coffee and I allow myself to put cream in it, the other issue is that it's not only the diuretic effect of coffee, but now we've introduced carbs because cream does have carbs in it. And then those carbs also hold on to water, right? Carbohydrates hold water. Something else that's going on when we fast is our body is detoxifying itself. I mean, that's the whole reason that we fast to begin with. And in this detoxification process, it eliminates bacteria from our digestive tract. This is a good thing because the negative bacteria that are in there, we need to flush them. However, sometimes not only the negatives leave, sometimes we end up having an issue where we've eliminated positive and negatives, especially if our fast is for a very long extended period of time. So what happens is that because our digestive tract now is not having the correct bacteria that it needs to process food, when we do eat, our body produces gas. Now, again, it's interesting because now this one looks like it would be, again, that situation where, but this is happening when you're eating. Well, that's the tricky thing about food and fasting. See, when you eat your meal, especially if you're doing like a 24-hour fast or a 48-hour fast, or right? Like when you eat your meal, that first 24 hours, well, the first 6 hours, the food is traveling through you. So in actuality, you'll be well into your fast before you start to feel the bloating. But the bloating is actually happening because of the food that you ate hours ago. It's important to keep that in mind when we're talking about fasting and we're trying to understand why we're bloating. If I've eliminated too many bacteria and then the food is passing through and it's not being processed appropriately, yes, during my fast, I'm going to bloat. The solution to this would be to have the correct probiotic to reintroduce the good bacteria into your stomach. So that could be taking a probiotic. That could be eating foods that help to increase your probiotics. So now we're talking about fermented foods like kimchi, kombucha, kefir, sauerkraut, maybe any other foods that you can think of that would, increase the amount of good bacteria in your stomach. Now, another reason that we could have this bloating reaction when we reintroduce food is that we're excited to eat. It's been maybe 16, 24 hours since we've eaten something last, and we're so excited about eating that we might be eating well too fast. So if you are scarfing down your food in a similar way to chugging water, when you scarf your food, you're not chewing it properly. And if you're not chewing it properly because you're eating so quickly, the food is arriving in your stomach, but it's not. First of all, when you chew in your mouth, your saliva starts the breakdown process. If I'm not allowing my food to stay in my mouth long enough, the saliva isn't really getting a chance to get all in between the food and start that process. Then it's on its way down to my stomach, but it's larger pieces because I haven't really chewed it up well. And so my stomach is dealing with much larger surface area rather than being able to attack the food from a much smaller surface area, which means it's going to be harder for it to break it down. And then that's going to eventually either stay in my stomach and start to decompose while it's still in my stomach, causing gas, or get passed through to my intestines, not small enough, so then my body can't really take out all the nutrients it needs to take out of it, which is going to cause my digestive system to have issues with the food. This could result in me seeing actual food in my stool, which is a good indication that this is what's happening. But the problem with that isn't the food in the stool, it's that my body is trying to extract nutrients from the food and it's not getting the nutrients it needs. At the same time, it's not breaking it down properly, so the food is kind of spoiling on this 8 hour process through. Right? Again, it's staying in my system too long. It might not leave me until a little bit longer than 8 hours, which could cause a problem of bloating and gas and intestinal pains and cramps and other things. And again, this is something that you're only going to see hours later. You're already back into your fast by this point. Low stomach acid is another reason that people have bloating and gas-related issues, because your stomach acid is supposed to help break down the food so that it can go into your intestines, etc., and be processed appropriately. Now, here's the thing. Your stomach acid breaks down the food, yes, but your stomach acid also disinfects the food. If I don't have enough stomach acid, if my pH is not right, then the food is not being broken down properly, but also the bacteria and pathogens that are in the food are actually being allowed into the rest of my digestive tract, and that's going to be harmful to my digestive system, and it's going to produce all these painful symptoms and bloating symptoms and gassy symptoms, etc. So, and these are all things, again, you're going to see hours after you are eating. So our ability to notice what's happening and then appropriately change what we're doing. So if I have low stomach acid, if none of the other ideas I've mentioned to you before seems like it's it, and you feel like maybe it's a low stomach acid issue, do the things that are going to help your stomach acid to be better. So, ingesting apple cider vinegar or other foods that are going to increase my acid in my stomach, right? So, acidic foods. Artificial sweeteners are another big issue because we don't digest artificial sweeteners properly. Like, part of the reason that artificial sweeteners don't give us a calorie count is because we don't digest them. But the problem with that is that they do cause gas because we don't digest them properly. So in the end, what we end up doing is we add artificial sweeteners to our coffee to get that little bit of sweet to encourage us to drink our coffee so that we can stay on our fast. But unfortunately, then that coffee with the sweetener in it causes us to feel bloated, which could discourage us from fasting. So kind of have to make a decision there. What's more important to you, having that artificial sweetener or having the benefits of fasting? Another thing that we do is we drink carbonated drinks, whether it's carbonated water or carbonated soda, which we would then assume would be an artificially sweetened carbonated soda. So now we have a double whammy there because we just said artificial sweeteners cause bloating. But so does carbonated water, in the sense that carbonated water is a liquid or carbonated drink at all is a liquid that's full of carbon dioxide, which is a gas. It arrives in your stomach and it expands. That's why you have all the burping reactions that you have. So just because it doesn't always come out that way. So sometimes we'll drink something and it kind of stays in us and then it's uncomfortable. And of course we have bloating happening. If we're trying to fast and we're noticing that we're bloating, sometimes we have hard decisions to make because whichever, and there might be other reasons. I mean, these are the reasons that I could come up with after sitting down and thinking about what would be happening when we're eating and why would we have issues with the either these kinds of foods or having issues with water and carbonated water and, you know, like low stomach acid. These are all things that are known to cause bloating. What's important for you is to figure out, so which one of these seems like it could be affecting me, and then understanding what you can do to change it. For example, the carbonated water thing, the simpler answer is drink regular water. Drink it slowly, because we noticed before gulping it would cause issues as well, and not to drink it excessively so that we're not urinating all the time, but drinking it over the course of a day in a leisurely way to help ourselves not have to urinate so often and put our body in the state of wanting to retain water. I hope you found this video helpful. I want to thank you for watching Mind Blowing Health and Wellness with Violet. I'll talk to you in the next video. I hope you found this video helpful, and if you have, please consider subscribing. I want to thank you for watching Mind Blowing Health and Wellness with Violet, and I can't wait to talk to you in the next video.